On Saturday in Tampa, the University Area Community Center played host to Health Disparities and Hoops, an event aimed at promoting public awareness about health care inequities and issues plaguing the American population. WMNF's Carson Frame reports.
Health Disparities and Hoops was made possible by Knowledge is Power, the Moffitt Cancer Center program in partnership with Tampa Hillsborough County Public Libraries. With a special focus on youth smoking prevention, the event stressed the importance of education in maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Congress recently passed an historic anti-smoking bill allowing the FDA to regulate tobacco products. This legislation primarily restricts creative marketing techniques used to attract new smokers. One volunteer with the Knowledge is Power initiative voiced her approval of the new measure, but thought that more should be done.
We have a new legislation that the president just signed about getting rid of some of these, what I call, dirty advertisings, crimes really against our youth. What I would like to see is that smoking be completely banned outdoors. It's not good enough just to have it banned in restaurants.
Knowledge is Power also shed light on the issue of health disparities. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, health disparities refer to gaps in the quality of health and healthcare across racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic lines. Dr. Lee Green, Vice President of Moffitt Diversity, discussed the current state of this problem.
There are certain populations, certain people in our communities who suffer disproportionately from certain diseases and disorders. So if we took the top 10 diseases, for example, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, HIV, AIDS, infant mortality, etc. If you looked at those top 10 diseases, minority populations tend to suffer more from those diseases. And so the question is, why?
Dr. Green went on to cite a number of contributing factors such as perceived susceptibility and language barriers. He also emphasized that a lack of access, education, and early screening is directly responsible for health disparities in the U.S. Green used a brutal example to explain the human cost of this dilemma.
The best example that I've ever heard that illustrates the problem that we have as it relates to disparities comes from David Satcher, who was our former Surgeon General. He talked about explaining disparities this way. Taking a 747 airplane that'll hold about 200 plus individuals, and imagine that plane here at Tampa International taking off every single day with 200 plus individuals on it. And these individuals happen to be black. Every day that plane takes off and it crashes. The next day it takes off and it crashes. The next day, and it goes on every single day. That's what we're talking about when we talk about health disparity. So that there are 200 plus black people who die every single day compared to the white population.
Roberto Ramos, a coordinator for strategic initiatives at Moffitt Cancer Center, believes that health disparities are a devastating and unacceptable reality. He shared some statistics about how health disparities are affecting the Latino community.
In Florida, one out of every three Latinos is uninsured. So that's a huge amount of folks that are uninsured. Many low income, and then also there's immigrant communities that are not only have an inability to access care because of their undocumented status, but in many cases they're afraid that seeking health care is going to end up resulting in a deportation or in the least splitting up of the family.
Ramos explained that cultural and social barriers often impede quality health care.
Research shows that Latinos tend to receive a poorer quality of care. They tend to receive less education, and they tend to be treated as though they are less capable of understanding the information.
Later in the program, Dr. Brian Rivers, Assistant Director of Moffitt Diversity, talked about the unusual rates of prostate cancer within the black community.
We know that African-American men are more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer than any other male from other racial and ethnic groups in the United States. And why is that the case? We don't know, but we're aggressively trying to find out why. And we also know that African-American men have a double chance of dying from prostate cancer, a disease that we know, when found early enough, is almost 100% curable.
Rivers also stressed the importance of fighting the disease.
So we have work to do when we see these numbers and people losing life prematurely, not able to fully, enjoy the fruits of their life, but are ending their lives in the early 60s because of diseases and sicknesses that, for the most part, can be prevented.
Other health disparities, such as that of insurance coverage, were also topics of discussion. Karen Dalton, founder of Miles for Moffitt, believes that health insurance should be separate from employment.
We definitely need a national health plan, in my mind. In our country, insurance is tied in with employment. And so as we are watching the unemployment go up right through this difficult economical time we're having, there are more and more people left without insurance and choices. Even though we have some of the best doctors in the world, the nation as a whole has the worst outcome as far as length of life and child survivorship.
Nikki Ross Inda, community outreach liaison at Moffitt and organizer of Health Disparities in Hoops, advocates a collaborative approach to health insurance gaps. She hopes that the Bay Area can set an example for the rest of the U.S.
I have a vision right here in the Tampa Bay community that we as Moffitt Cancer Center, St. Joseph Hospital, University Area Community Center, all the hospitals that are within our reach, that we would bond together as one unit and start offering more screenings to provide for those individuals, those family members who do not have health insurance. If we can bring executive leadership together within those hospitals, what we can do is we can set a precedence for other states. We will certainly be a more powerful city. We will be a more powerful state, which will make for a more powerful country.
Health Disparities in Hoops is part of a series of events presented by the Knowledge is Power Initiative. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Carson Frame. Human